Hi, my name is Dave. You can't live in the greater Los Angeles area and not be painfully aware of homelessness. We see tent encampments huddled around freeways, along train tracks, and on the sidewalks of our cities. Men, women, and sometimes children are living in standards that are well below what's acceptable. The crisis has been the subject of political campaigns, and well-intentioned men and women are really working diligently on this problem. Yet the number of homeless only continues to grow. There are nearly 600,000 homeless in the United States alone. And while the majority are adults, 28% are children. In Los Angeles County, there's more than 64,000 who are living on the streets or in unstable housing conditions. And this is not only an American crisis. The United Nations estimates that 2% of the world's population is homeless. That's nearly 150 million people. When Jesus returns to establish his worldwide kingdom, homelessness will undoubtedly be one of his first and most visible changes. The prophet Micah wrote about this time when Jesus would reign as king, and in addition to ending war and injustice, he also promises that every man shall sit under his own vine and fig tree, and none shall make him afraid. This is Bible language used as a metaphor. What Jesus will ensure is that each family will live in the dignity and security of their own home and in peace. Jesus will accomplish this by ensuring fairness and justice. He promises to help the poor and the needy, those who are most vulnerable in society. Jesus described himself as homeless when he said that he himself didn't have a place to lay his head. So he understands what homelessness feels like, and he is fully prepared to end homelessness in this world when he reigns as king. Surely, we must do what we can as individuals to help men, women, and children in great need. And there's some good ways to do this today. But the promise of every family having the ability to provide for their family and to dwell securely will not be fully realized until Jesus returns. He is coming. This changes everything.